Now, today we are highlighting the humanitarian situation in South Sudan, where millions of people continue to face urgent needs. Humanitarian organizations such as Doctors Without Borders, MSF, have played a vital role in delivering essential health care and emergency responses. However, insecurity has forced MSF to scale down or withdraw from some areas, raising concerns about the immediate impact on communities who depend on these services.
So joining us this morning to discuss this important issue is Mr. Zakaria Mwatia, head of MSF mission in South Sudan, from MSF South Sudan, to share insights on the current situation, the challenges, and what it means for affected population across the country. Mr. Zakaria Mwatia, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Mirai Breakfast Show.
Thank you very much for inviting us to.
Okay. Now, how would you describe the humanitarian or the current humanitarian situation in South Sudan, and which regions are most affected?
Yeah, the current humanitarian situation in South Sudan is dire. The situation is not good. Because we see many regions are now facing violence, and people have been displaced. We have insecurity in areas like in Yei, Morobo. We have insecurity in Upper Nile, especially on the Sobat corridor. And also we have had insecurity, people being displaced in Jonglei state. And then also we see in some parts of the country there is a lot of flooding, and people are being displaced as well. And also we have seen in Upper Nile a lot of influx of refugees and returnees coming, fleeing violence from Sudan. So people are facing a dire situation, displacement and lack of access to services because of the insecurity and because of natural calamities like flooding and the ongoing clashes in some parts of the country.
Okay, and we understand that MSF has been a key actor in providing health and emergency services in different parts of the country. So could you tell us about the main contributions MSF is currently making on the ground in different parts of South Sudan?
Yeah, we are running hospitals in different parts of the country. We have running services in Malakal Teaching and Referral Hospital. We are also running services in Jonglei, in an area called Torch. We also have hospitals running in Abyei, and we also have hospitals we are running in Unity State, in Bentiu, and we also have other facilities in Reng, attending to the host community, the returnees, and also the refugees.
Right.
And looking at the situation which areas have been badly and mostly affected by the withdrawal of MSF?
Some of the areas which have been affected severely is Yei and Morobo, where our teams faced serious security incidents. And in August this year, we were forced to suspend all our services there in order to evaluate the situation and make decisions later on how our services can be there. And then in another area is the Sobat corridor, whereby our hospital, which was serving more than 150,000 people in Ulang, was severely looted. All the medical supplies and all the furniture, equipment were looted. And the hospital facilities have been vandalized. So, and then also another area where we have had violence impacting our facilities is in Old Fangak, where the hospital came under attack, and part of the hospital was burned down, and we were forced to relocate the services from that hospital in order to continue serving the community.
Yes. Yeah, and what does this mean for the communities that mostly they rely on MSF healthcare, emergency response, and life-saving services?
It has very serious implications for the communities we serve, for the patients we serve, and for our staff. So when we look at Morobo and Yei, we've been running emergency services. We do ambulance referrals for pregnant women who need urgent delivery. So after we have suspended the services, it means the mothers whom we have been referring to hospitals, they are lacking these services. and therefore they face serious consequences. Mm-hmm. And when we look at the area like Ulang, the whole region of more than 150,000 people have lost a very vital hospital which was serving them. Therefore, it means the access to life-saving healthcare is not there anymore. And therefore, we are likely to see the situation deteriorating further because of lack of access. And the area like Fangak, the whole facility has been, the part of the facility was destroyed, and we had to move out of this area. And therefore, the implication is that because of this violence and because of the destruction of the facilities, it means even vaccinations are not happening. And therefore, we are likely to face disease outbreaks like measles. We are likely to see outbreaks like hepatitis E because water and sanitation activities have ceased. And in vital facilities like a health center in Kwich on the Sobat corridor was destroyed. Another health center like Doma has been looted. And another facility in Ying also not functioning. Therefore, it means the vital services we are providing are no longer there. And therefore, we are likely to see, apart from the current humanitarian and medical issues affecting the population, people are really suffering. But in the future, we are likely to see disease outbreaks.
Wow, that sounds so serious there. And looking at the security, how is the insecurity affecting not just the MSF, but humanitarian access is more badly in South Sudan?
It has really affected many organizations because many organizations are not able to move and provide services. If I may mention how insecurity in Black implicated and affected us, for example, in January this year, when our boat delivered drugs in Nasir and they were coming back, they came under fire on the river. Our staff were forced to jump into the river and swim to safety. And therefore, we had to suspend activities on the corridor. And therefore, the services were not able to continue providing the services. And now, if you look specifically on the Sobat corridor, from which is running from Horflus up to Bura Bay, many organizations are not able to provide their services because of lack of security guarantees. Yeah. So we have many international organizations which have been running activities there. But because of this situation, they are not able to access these areas. And the same applies to in Yonglei State in areas like Old Fangak. Mm-hmm. And the same applies to areas like Yei and Morobo.
Mr. Zakaria Mwatia, we understand that MSF works in hard-to-reach areas, very difficult areas that other humanitarian organizations plus the government cannot reach there to provide these services. Now, if these challenges persist, what risk do you foresee for humanitarian situation in this country?
Now, if this situation continues like this, the huge risk is that we are going to see many people suffering. We are going to see unavoidable death increasing in these areas. We are going to see infrastructure which has been destroyed, and therefore it means we are likely to see more disease outbreaks like cholera. We are likely to see, because of vaccinations are not happening, we are likely going to see disease outbreaks like measles happening. And it is going to exacerbate the human suffering in those areas. And the situation doesn't look good unless we find remedies for this situation so that humanitarians can move freely and provide the services the citizens need, provide services for the vulnerable community, like the women and children below 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And in one of your statements, you have put it right that you cannot continue to provide humanitarian assistance, especially this medical assistance you're giving to people, without security, because it risks the premises, it risks the life of your staff and the lives of the people who are going to these facilities to access services, like what happened to one of your facilities in Jungle. When it was attacked, patients were there. So what is your call to the authorities here? What should they do to help you do your work?
Yeah, thanks a lot for that, because we work in the field and we saw firsthand what happened.
Yes.
For example, in Ulang, we had 100 patients admitted and like more than 60 were wounded, and we had more than 50 patients of cholera, But in the morning, they were forced to flee, running into the bush, escaping for their security. And our staff had to flee, took some things and flee to across to Ethiopia. So it made our work very impossible. So what we are urging the authorities, we are urging the parties to the conflict and the communities where we serve. Humanitarian organizations are not a target, and humanitarian facilities should be spared so that we can continue to provide services to the population.
Right.
We are also urging that our health workers need a safety and need security guarantees, plus patients and guardians where we serve. So the authorities, the parties involved in these clashes, plus the communities where we serve, we urge them to respect the international humanitarian law, whereby we can have free access and we can have security guarantees for the communities and for the patients we are working for.
Zakaria Mwatia, head of MSF in South Sudan, thank you so much for joining us on the Mirai Breakfast Show this morning.
Thank you so much for inviting us.